Georgia's the new hotbed for musical talent, and the music industry knows it. Record executives are turning their eyes to the Peach State to discover the next big thing. On GPB's Peach Jam podcast, you'll hear those rising Georgia artists before anyone else. Listen and discover the sound of what's next on the Peach Jam podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Tuesday, April 4th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, Methodist churches across the state are suing to leave their denomination. One of the largest spring break parties is coming back to Tybee Island, and Georgia's wealth of musical talent takes center stage in GPB's newest podcast. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. More than 180 United Methodist congregations across Georgia are seeking to leave the United Methodist Church. GPB's Devens Wald has more.
A group of more than 180 North Georgia churches affiliated with the United Methodist Church has filed a lawsuit seeking to disaffiliate with the denomination. The church's North Georgia Conference and the group wanting to split had been working on an amicable parting, but Jeff Jernigan, a member of McEachern United Methodist Church in Powder Springs, says the conference unexpectedly changed the process.
Extremely frustrated. We have been through a very difficult process, like many in North Georgia, to discern how we should proceed. And all we wanted to do was get to a vote. And so we are in a mess. We have people leaving on both sides of the issue.
The congregations are splitting over a range of disagreements, including about whether LGBTQ members should be ordained as ministers and whether ministers should perform same-sex marriages. For GPB News, I'm Devens Wald.
One of the largest spring break activities for black college students in the South is returning to Georgia's Tybee Island. Promoters of Orange Crush are advertising events there the weekend of April 22nd. It's been in Florida for 3 years. The event has become a flashpoint over concerns about safety, policing, and racial discrimination. Orange Crush promoter Kenneth Jacobs says he's never had a bad experience and encourages locals to embrace the visitors.
Everybody can make money off this event, but like I said, it's a big event and it's very profitable for everybody, whether the hotels, the tax commissioner, everybody's getting paid.
Tybee Island's mayor says the city will implement traffic and safety protocols that would be used on any other weekend when large crowds are expected. A cornerstone of services for the homeless in Macon is celebrating a record fundraising effort. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The Daybreak Day Resource Center is where the unhoused in Macon can access basic services during the day when many shelters are closed. Things like bathing, doing laundry, accessing medical care, or just having a meal while staying out of the elements. The single largest funding for the center is the annual sleepout, where people camp in a nearby park. This year, the campers raised a record $300,114. Sister Teresa Sullivan leads Daybreak.
So people say, oh, it's so wonderful you give showers. And then the water bill comes in. Literally, this is the bread and butter that allows us to continue to serve every day.
Meanwhile, next door, the center is building supportive housing for people with nowhere to go after leaving the hospital. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The U.S. Army will begin inspections of privatized housing at Fort Gordon next week. Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff has called attention to the conditions of privatized housing at the base near Augusta. Ossoff revealed the results of an investigation last April. It found that Balfour Beatty, one of the nation's leading providers of privatized military housing, failed to make needed repairs and remove hazards like mold. How about we take a moment and listen to some music? Specifically, music by musicians from Georgia. GPB's got a new podcast showcasing the musicians and bands that call Georgia home. And the twist is that these bands record live in GPB studios, and you get a front row seat. It's called The Peach Jam Podcast, and with me now is its host, Jeremy Powell. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
An awesome name, Peach Jam.
Yes, I love it. It went up the ranks here at GPB to find the right name for it, and I think we landed on something fun. It's cool.
It's so perfect. You got to wonder why it wasn't already taken by someone else.
Right? We got the Instagram handle and everything.
Perfect, perfect. Check us out on Instagram then. So we're going to play some music from some of the bands that are coming up. But before we do that, I want you to tell us a little bit about the concept first. When we download or stream that first episode, which is available, what is the format? What should we expect?
So I brought in bands that call Georgia home. So it's either people who are from Georgia or people who live in Georgia, and they're working musicians. And they come in, they play some songs, we have some conversations, I find out about them, about their backgrounds. And my goal for the podcast was to get a variety of peoples, a variety of sounds, and people from a variety of places around the state. So there's a ton of bands in Atlanta, but there's lots of people spread out all over. I've got bands from Rome, Chatsworth, Albany, Augusta, Savannah. There's Covington and Atlanta. There's lots of places represented, and you get a nice broad spectrum of sounds from across the state.
I imagine you'll be learning a little bit about each place as you learn about the musicians from
Absolutely
those places.
Yes, I've learned about places to go, places to avoid, places, you know, people to meet. It's been fun.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, listeners have a lot in store for them then. Tell us about one of the bands that's coming up, maybe the one this Friday, Eddie Ninevolt.
Oh, Eddie Ninevolt's great. So I'll call him a kid because I'm older than him, but he's 26. And this kid is so talented. He plays what he describes as Southern soul, and he dropped out of high school to become a full-time musician. And when we recorded the podcast, his album, his new album that just came out in January, was number one on the Billboard Blues charts. And he's just a kid from McDonough.
That's interesting. I looked him up online before our conversation. He's got these Buddy Holly vibes in appearance.
He really does. I actually saw him down in Macon last week at Grant's Lounge, and his live show is incredible. And the music he played here in our studios was a little more stripped down, and the kid is just so talented.
All right, well, let's take a moment to listen to Eddie Ninevolt. When my wife and I are cooking, we often turn on the Spotify Retro Soul Spotify playlist, whatever that happens to be. And this, I feel like, could fit right in with that.
It's actually where I found out about Eddie Ninevolt was from the Retro Soul playlist on Spotify.
Really?
Yes. I was like, oh, man, I like this sound. Looked him up, found out he was from Georgia, and immediately sent an email. It's like, hey, you got to come in on the podcast. And they did, and they were fantastic.
All right. Well, listeners looking for more from Eddie Ninevolt, search Eddie 9V. That's how he goes.
Correct.
Eddie 9 and then the letter V. All right, Jeremy, who else is coming up on this podcast?
Well, Gringo Starr is coming up on the podcast. They're playing at Shaky Knees. They're an alternative band from here in Atlanta, and they're so fun. Their conversation is interesting because they have popped over in Europe, and they found a lot of success over in Europe.
I saw on their tour schedule they've got dates in Paris.
Yes, yes. For me, it's fascinating to find out how people can, you know, become a big hit, a big star in one part of the world and not another. So I'm glad to see them on the Shaky Knees lineup. But they're fun. They're great. They're really kind of hard to put in a box.
Cool. All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Gringo Starr. Jeremy, how would you describe their sound?
It's almost got a British vibe to it. There's a 50s and 60s rock and roll with a little bit of surfiness, and then there's a little bit of a British vibe there, too. That's why it's so hard to put in a box. That's why it's alternative rock, but you're not quite sure what it is.
Okay, so that's Gringo Starr. Jeremy, we can't have a music podcast that is produced in Atlanta without talking about rap, because Atlanta is all about rap. Tell us a little bit about Cantrell, who is not from Atlanta, but is from Georgia, and he's going to be on the podcast in the coming weeks.
Cantrell's from Sylvester, Georgia, which is outside of, it's a suburb of Albany. And this dude was a jam skater. So one of those guys that goes to a skate rink and does like breakdancing on roller skates. And he also did some rapping, and he played college football. And he won a contest with Converse to be given some studio time and was able to record. And out of that, he's become a recording artist.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to listen to that podcast because I want to know more about how he made the leap from all those other things he's done to rapping. But let's take a listen. So this is Cantrell.
You're going to hit Twitter for the validation. I'm going to hit my homie for some conversation. Like, am I tripping? Because you've been distant. I'm feeling written feelings and your heart been vacant.
My friend said that I should know my place. I'm paying over budget for other people's mistakes. I'm such an outfit, no matter the fashion is. We lately been passion leers. I'm thinking of cashing in on time.
So that's Cantrell. Time is short, Jeremy, but I do want to talk about one more band that's coming up on the Peach Jam podcast, the Ain't Sisters.
Okay.
Tell us about them.
So the Ain't Sisters are, it's almost like alternative bluegrass, and they're from Decatur. And the way that I found out about the Ain't Sisters, because this has been a mission to look for people from all over the state and different kinds of sounds and different kinds of people. Upstairs here at the building, there was some work being done where some guys were fixing the ceiling from a water leak. And they started talking about music. Well, I started telling them about the podcast I was working on, and one of the guys fixing the ceiling was like, you've got to check out the Ain't Sisters. They're amazing. I Googled them. They were incredible. And one of the girls in this band is one of the most talented pickers I've ever heard. She just tears up a mandolin. It's fantastic.
Well, let's sample the Ain't Sisters. Here they are.
All the sons and the daughters and all the people that we knew, they all went off to college. Now they're making do, but there's something that is missing, and it grips them through and through. But I found it in the ground, and I brought somebody for you.
That's the Ain't Sisters, one of the many Georgia bands to be featured on the new podcast from GPB called the Peach Jam Podcast. One episode has already dropped, and I'm here with the host, Jeremy Powell. Jeremy, how often will these be published?
Every week. We'll have them on Fridays every week for the next 11 weeks. So, yeah, number two comes out this Friday, and then there is 10 more after it.
All right. And Jeremy, if we've got a recommendation, whether someone wants to recommend their own band or they know of one from Georgia that would be a good fit for the Peach Jam podcast, how should they get in touch with you?
So you can send an email to me. You can send it to my GPB email. It's jpowell@gpb.org.
All right. Jeremy Powell, host of the Peach Jam podcast on GPB. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Past winners of the Masters will gather at Augusta National Clubhouse tonight for the annual Masters Champions Dinner. As the reigning champion, Scotty Scheffler has the honor of preparing this year's menu. It includes cheeseburger sliders, tortilla soup, and a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie for dessert. Atlanta-based Coca-Cola and Tennessee-based Jack Daniel's say they have launched their ready-to-drink cocktail in the U.S. The pre-mixed canned cocktail, with two of the largest household names in the U.S., first hit shelves last fall in Mexico. It's going to continue to expand to other markets throughout this year. And a version featuring Coke Zero will also be available beginning in May. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Remember, if you want to stay up to date on all the latest Georgia news, best thing to do is to subscribe to this podcast. We will be there for you in your podcast feed tomorrow. If you've got feedback or perhaps a story idea, please do let us know. Send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.